Let's continue our reading of the Sefer of Kitvun Dorot, the history of the Shtalshelut of the all the writings of the Rizal. We are on page now Chavtet. Hitgalut Ktavim Agnuzim Tiuram Barichatam Nesfarim Biyad Rav Yaakov Tzemach. These are now Medura Batra. Thus we're going to see that they were buried with the order of Rav Chaim Vital himself. He said we should bury them, that they should be buried, and from there, how Rav Avram Zulai, as we explained earlier on, found them with Siyas Dishmaya, and after working on them with no great success, finally found somebody who would take on the project to fully developed the writings, who was called Rav Yaakov Tzemach, and from there we'll have all the svarim that we're learning nowadays. So let's continue. Ulam bishamayim acheret yatzu nigalu ot schot chemda elu mitachat atohom ligaon amekubal me'arav rabenu Avram Azulai Zal, that the writings of this new edition, we had the Medura Kama originally, and now we have the Medura Batra coming out from Geniza, which was found again by the Gaon Rav Azulai, which again was the great-great-grandfather of the Chida. And this is where he writes in Or Chama, which is his Pirosh on the Zohar, a very beautiful sefer, Kedai to have. V'zeh Shono. ובחמלת השם עליי באול לידי רוב ספרי הרב אלוקי האמור רבינו הרב חיים ויצל נראו. With the chemdat of Hashem, the mercy of Hashem came to be these great ספרים, most the majority of ספרים of רב חיים ויצל. אשר קיבל מהרב אלוקי הרב יצחק אשכנזי, and this is what he received directly from his Rebbe, the Arizal. אם בירו קצת לשונות מספר זוהר אשר חידש הוא נרו קודם שלמד עם אלוקי הירה, and this is as well his own ביורים on the sefer zohar that he has received בכתב יד הרב from the handwritings of the Rizal himself, והם מחוקים, and you should know when I found them they were torn, worn away, ומתושתשים וקוראים מפורזים בהרבה מקומות, they were spread around a large area, וקבצתי וקרבתי, and I brought them together, and I tried and did my best to put them together, בעצם על עצמו כפי יוכלתי, as much as I could with all my energy. ואין ספק שכוונתו הייתה לכתבי מדורה בתרא שנגזרו. Of course, what he was speaking about is Rav Yaakov Hillel, of course, was what we know nowadays is called the מדורה בתרא, which was נגזרו. חדה ועוד כאמינה ועוד כאמינה. חדה דמהכן באו לידי הרב אברהם זיין, כתבתי כתבי הרב חיים ויטל עצמו, הרי ידוע מפורסם שבחייו שמע כל כתביו גינוזים תחת ידו בביתו או בחמתו, ולא נתן לשון אחד לעיין ולהעתיק מהם מכל וכל ענה. מה גם שבספרו העץ חיים שהוא עריכת תורת קבלה ששמע מרבו מסע אחריו ליד בנו ואין זרי איתו, כאשר העיד על כל בנו, על כך בנו הרב שמור ויטל זל בהקדמתו. ואם כן, מה עם כתיבות אלו שמערכו בעצם כתב יד קודשו ממש שהנגלו באברהם אזולאי בעוד חיים חייתו של הרב חיים ויטל, וכדמוך בברכת החיים נהו שכתב על ידו ששמו רב חיים ויטל לפעמים פעמים ועוד. So he's basically asking a question, is that how can it be that these writings leaked out into the public? We know, as we read many times over, Rav Chaim Vital was very, very extremely makbid, not in order for anybody should know and see and learn from the ktavim that he had written over for the past 25 years, that after the Arizal was niftar. and he only gave to his son a medura, one particular type of medura, not the entire writings, but only a particular medura which he specifically allocated to his son and ordered his son to make sure that nobody should learn from it until its time, and so on and so forth. Everything was a big hush-hush. All of a sudden, we come out of the blue, the Avraham Zulai finds these writings which are hidden. Now, it seems to be a different girsot over here, like I mentioned before. Was Rav Chaim Vital living at the time that Avraham Zulai found them, or was he niftar? Was he niftar? So Rav Yaakov is very strong in this point, that he says he was definitely still in the lifetime of Rav Chaim Vital, and he was still living. Because he mentioned over here, the Avraham Zulai mentions in his Akdama that he's mentioning Hilnaru, meaning that it's an expression to see that the Rav Chaim Vital was still alive. He said Rav Chaim Vital Naru, that obviously he was still alive in his while he found this Savim, so it makes the question even stronger. How is the Rav Chaim Vital, with all his Akpadot, with all the Shmirot, and he knew the severity of the situation, the generation wasn't ready for this, and he kept it under hush-hush and the top security, and all of a sudden they leak out of his hand? This needs explanation. What does it mean that he found them? They were spread out. They were rubbed out. They were in many different places. What does that mean exactly? Sounds like somebody just threw them out of the window and they spread all around. How do we understand the situation over here? Ve'ech ni'adav hazeh alo mechevron nichtzo mechibram shel ktavim adayim b'chayim. איך תתחן שכתביו כבר קורים וחוקרים ופרוזים כתפי גניזה של כמה עשרות שנים? We know that Rav Chaim Vital kept everything under his continuous vigilance, and therefore there was no possible way that it sounds like these writings were like 100 years old. And therefore they were worn away, they were put there a long, long time ago. But we're talking about it still in the lifetime of Rav Chaim Vital, and he was still working on this ksavim. So really there's a lot of things that need an explanation. What is happening? What type of ksavim did he find? And who put them there? איך תתכן שכתביו כבר קורים, מוחקים, מפוזרים, ככתבי גניזה של כמה עשרות שנים, אלא מוכח לאיזה שכוונה לכתבים הוציא מהגניזה. אכן, דברים מפורשים מבוארים באר היטב והקדמת הרב יעקב צמח. Now, as we know, we'll find more information from Rav Yaakov Tzemach, which was given ksavim from the hand directly from Rav Avraham Zulai. And he writes in his sefer they had Kol HaRama, וכן המקדמה הרב מאיר פפירש, which was a Talmid of Yaakov Tzemach, and it's in his pirush with Derech Etz Chaim, כאשר נעתיק לשונו עניין כאן בסמוך. ורב יעקב צמח, he writes as follows. הנה, בסוף שנה הראשונה באתי פה בירושלים. The first day that I came here, which was in Tzfat, בואו לידי כמה דרושים חדשים אשר הרבה מהם אינם בשום ספר. I found these writings which weren't in any sefer. He's referring to the svarim that he was received from Rav Avraham Zulai. These are new writings that nobody has ever seen before. And this, even his son of Shmuel Vital hadn't seen these books. Vafilu tam shebiyad bino shel Rav Chaim Vital Vita. Even he didn't know where they came from. Even he had never seen them. Vehem drushim amukimo. These are very, very deep writings of Rav Shmuel Vital, Chaim Vital. וכולם כתובים באצבעי אלוקים הרב וחב חיים ויטל. It is written from the holy hand of רב חיים ויטל. בשום רב, בשם רב יצחק אשכנזי זצ"ל, in the name of the Ariza, אשר אינם קוראים אותו הרב סתם בכל ספרים. אשר אנו קוראים אותו ברב סתם בכל ספרים. You should know that every time it's written the Rav, 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 you should know that that is referred to the Arizal. ומרוב הזמן נמחקו ונקראו קצת מהם, and they were actually
torn and worn away over this man. Especially on the corners, and the corners of it, that especially was rubbed away somehow, and therefore most of some of the words at the end were not distinguishable.
If you know, besides all those problems of the ksavim being hard to read, due to the amount of time they were buried under the ground, that also the pages were scattered, and therefore the to make sense of it was quite difficult.
Baruch Hashem, says Rav Yaakov Tzemach, Ozreini Hashem Yitbarach Votziti Le'or Mishpati Kol Dush. I worked on it, worked on it, worked on it, according to what I learned from Rav Chaim Vital himself, and what I've learned from Rav Shmuel Vital, and I was able to make sense of them, put them into order, and make them into Drush Drush, into various books.
Vasita Me'em Chamisha Svarim Asher Niknu Nikvu Bishemot,
and I put them into five different books and I gave them names.
Arishon Sefer, the first one I made, was called Kilas Yaakov.
Sheni Olat Tamid.
Shebo Kol Inyanei Tefillah.
And those include all the Inyanim of Tefillah that you need to know.
The third book is called Adam Yashar.
Ki Al Asher Shemo Kirvo Kreativ Kach.
והוא שורש ועיקר כל הדרושים לתיקון ועיגולים כי רבו והוא חושב אצלי יותר מכל שהספרים והכל הוא חידוש ותוספת.
He goes, he extends himself over here, and he says that the third book, which is Adam Yashar, is extremely, extremely important. One of the, for me, it's the most important sefer, which brings out clarity, a lot of chidushim and extra things which I did not know myself.
The fourth book, which is called Sefer Otzchot Chayim,
Vuhu Sefer Shalem Shekach Haya,
a book called Drushe Adam Kadmon, Vesha Drushe Tikunim, Vedrushim, Misudarim, Zeh Achaze, Vechidushim, Vetosevet Biur, Al Kol Ma Sheyesh Lo, Rav Shmuel Vital.
And the fourth book, which is Otzchot Chayim, which is a book which was shalem on itself. He didn't have to do anything to it. It was already complete. And it's like a complete summary of the whole system. And that's why I've chosen, and not only myself, but others as well, I've chosen to focus, especially when teaching. It's a very, very good sefer to start with, because it gives a good summary of the whole system of the Kabbalah. It doesn't go all the details, obviously, as intense as the Etz Chaim itself, but it's an amazing, amazing piece of work that Abel can concisely put all the drushim together in a miniature Etz Chaim. It's called Otzot Chaim. Now, that again, even the Shohav Shmuel Vital hadn't seen this. Now, the fifth book that he put together from the Ksavim that he found, Gnuz, that he received from Avram Avzulai, was the Sefer Zohar Rakia. Obo kol ma'amar ma'amarim, kol ma'amar ma'amar v'shel Zohar mesudam parashiyot v'dapei ha'Zohar. These are all the Zohars that you find pirushim on them. Obesfarim nizkirim le'el hem b'ketivat Rav Chaim Vital atzmon. He repeats to authorize it that this is all from the handwriting of Rav Chaim Vital. Ketivat etzvaot kedushim v'akol mishem Rav. Again, all from the name of Rizal. V'akol asinu haga pa'amim shalosh in gever ha'oskim b'zeh ha'midrash. Ad kan loshon sham v'shinyano. And that is the end of the Rai Bikitzur. He put a lot of effort into it, and Baruch Hashem, because of him, came out what's called the Medura Batra. Again, these are the five Svarim. The five Svarim are the are Kilat Yaakov, Olat Tamid, Adam Yashar, Otzot Chaim, and Zohar Rakia. Okay, so we'll stop here for now, and we'll continue next time.